Well, it is National Hospital Week. We're celebrating it here at KMRS, over here at the Courage Cottage right now, as we are talking with Dina Carbert. She is the licensed assisted living director over at Courage Cottage. How are you, Dina?
Good. Good morning, Marshall.
Well, tell us a little bit here about what Courage Cottage is and what you do here.
We are a licensed assisted living facility. We have 5 bedrooms here at our location, and we are a little bit unique as we go all the way to end of life. 2 out of our 5 beds are always hospice or end of life beds.
Mm-hmm. And the definition of hospice really has changed over the years, hasn't it? It used to be people would put their loved ones in hospice at the very last days. Now people are on for much longer, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We have hospice. You have to have a qualifying diagnosis to be eligible for hospice, and it's deemed by the doctor of basically 6 months or less. So yes, we do like to establish hospice as early on as possible when there's a qualifying diagnosis to help get that team of hospice people on board and gain trust with the family and with the loved one.
Mm-hmm. What challenges are there in the industry that you've been noticing in the last year or two?
Challenges. Let's see. I don't really know about too many challenges. You know, we kind of take each day as it comes, and it's good when we're full. When we're full right now, and got a lot of fundraising efforts that we've got in front of us, and just kind of getting the word out there that we're not just a hospice-only house. I think there's a lot of misconception of people that they think we're just hospice in our house here, but we're not. 2 out of the 5 beds are hospice, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you're mostly private pay, is that correct?
We are. We're private pay only. Yep.
So if you're private pay, you do a lot of fund. What does the fundraising do for you?
We try to keep the cost for the private pay down. So the fundraising is for just our daily operations. But we try to keep the funding down for the residents that do have private pay. So when someone's on hospice, the Medicare dollars go to pay for the hospice portion of it, but they still are responsible for their stay here. It's kind of like an apartment, if you will. The rent for the place, the caregivers that work at the cottage, and for your food.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of these upcoming fundraisers. Looks like the first one might be the Brownies and Blooms fundraiser?
Yeah, we have the Brownies and Blooms fundraiser coming up. We've set a date for Tuesday, May 20th from 3:30 to 6. We do have a nice paved patio on the back of the Courage Cottage. We did get to use that last year. It kind of goes all the way across the back, and we'll have brownies and sweet treats available and plants for people to purchase. So it's Tuesday, May 20th from 3:30 to 6.